This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. A hefty tariff on goods from the European Union is getting a temporary reprieve. The BBC's Fiona McDonald.
President Trump says he's granted the European Union another month to conclude a trade deal and avert the imposition of new sanctions. He threatened on Friday to impose taxes of 50% on European imports, but following a telephone call with the European Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen, Mr. Trump said he had agreed to extend the deadline for negotiations until July the 9th.
A Russia-Ukraine prisoner swap still went on as planned, despite a heavy assault from Moscow. CBS's Ali Ott reports.
Ukraine under attack. Fire lighting up the night sky as Russian bombs rain down over the country. More than 350 missiles and drones. Over 30 cities were hit, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said, from Odessa to Kyiv, sending civilians fleeing to subway stations for shelter. At least a dozen people were killed and scores of homes destroyed.
The Department of Justice says a 28-year-old originally from Colorado tried to firebomb the U.S. Embassy branch in Tel Aviv, Israel. Reporter Linda Gradstein.
Joseph Neumeier, a dual U.S.-German citizen, arrived in Israel in April. Last week, he went to the branch of the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv carrying a backpack. He approached a guard and spat on him. When the guard attempted to detain Neumeier, he fled the scene but left his backpack containing several Molotov cocktails.
The Texas state legislature has passed a bill requiring public schools to post the Ten Commandments in every classroom. KRLD's Chris Fox.
Texas State House Republicans passed Senate Bill 10 by a vote of 82 to 46. State Senator Phil King authored it.
We want kids to see that there are certain standards for morality. We want them to see that every day when they walk in that classroom.
House Democrats unsuccessfully argued that posting the Ten Commandments violates the separation of church and state. Democratic State Rep. Vincent Perez.
It risks promoting one religion over others, something our Constitution forbids.
A federal judge has blocked a similar law from going into effect in Louisiana. Chris Fox, 4 CBS News, Austin.
5 years ago today, George Floyd died at the hands of Minneapolis police. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump spoke at an event in Houston where Floyd was raised.
We will not turn back. Justice for George Floyd. Say his name. Say his name.
A candlelight vigil is being held right now in Minneapolis. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, get in.
What? Who are you?
I'm future you. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Would you try to save money on a first date?
It's officially okay to use a coupon on a first date, or so says a poll of Americans by the shopping portal Top Cash Back. 56% said they didn't have a problem with it. Consumer expert Destiny Chapman.
Being financially intentional is seen as a strength and not like a weakness.
So is frugality having a cultural moment? Chapman says there's a fine line.
Frugality is about being mindful and intentional with your money. Cheapness, on the other hand, it kind of crosses a line when it negatively impacts others.
Brad Gibson for CBS News.
The Broadway show Good Night and Good Luck, featuring actor George Clooney as former CBS broadcaster Edward R. Murrow, is a critical and financial success. That was the standing ovation for Clooney's Broadway debut and fellow cast members on opening night, and the applause has not stopped since April. A performance will air live on CNN on June 7th. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, a low around 44. Memorial Day Monday, sunshine with a high near 58. Monday night, clouds and 48. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, some afternoon showers possible with a high near 58. Tuesday night, rain likely and 50. It's 51 at our studios.
Comes and Park to Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. And while combing my hair now, and wondering what dress to wear now, I say a little prayer for you. Forever,
you stay in my heart, and I will love you forever.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
The Racine Raiders hit the road for one of the most anticipated games of the past decade as they play the Detroit Ravens in Detroit. The Raiders travel to Detroit on Saturday, May 31st. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Don't miss any of the action by gathering with other Racine Raiders fans at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill in Mount Pleasant for the official viewing party.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Yeah! Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. So we're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
For us to keep
And if you're wondering what this all is leading to, I want to make it with you. I really think that we could make it. Time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, and we'll see it through. Life can be short or long. Love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I make it with you. I really think that we could make it, girl.
Better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm not afraid to
two, tres, cuatro.
Have a drink, have a drive. Go out and see what you can find.
watch you fail. Speed along the lane, you go down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I thank people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the lives we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
Yeah.
is the night
to go to the celebrity ball.
Satin and lace is a little pity. Didn't find time to call. Ready or not, gonna make it to the city. Oh, this is the night
to go to the celebrity ball. Dress up tonight. Wine and lonely, you'll stay at home and you'll wake up. So why be lonely?
Sitting alone, sitting on a pillow, waiting to climb the walls. Maybe tonight, better how your dream goes. She'll home in her right when
she goes to the celebrity ball. Dress up tonight.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. President Trump says he'll hold off on imposing a hefty tariff on EU goods until July 9th after a call with the head of the European Commission.
She asked for an extension on the June 1st date, and she said she wants to get down to serious negotiation because I've told you specifically, haven't I told anybody that would listen, they have to do that.
The president also says he's not happy with Russian President Vladimir Putin for continued bombings of Ukraine and posted that an attempt to conquer all of the country will be Russia's downfall.
He's killing a lot of people. I don't know what's wrong with him. What the hell happened to him, right? He's killing a lot of people. I'm not happy about that.
Connecticut Democratic Congressman Jim Himes on CBS's Face the Nation.
For this guy who considers himself the master of the deal, maximize the leverage of the West so that we can bring this war to a fair and just conclusion that will keep the Russians from invading countries in the future.
Speaker Mike Johnson is celebrating the narrow passage of the budget bill in the House while also urging Republicans in the Senate to make few changes. But some are already voicing their opposition. Correspondent Christiane Benavides.
Many Republicans, including Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, are questioning the bill's contents.
I think the cuts currently in the bill are wimpy and anemic. The problem is the math doesn't add up. They're going to explode the debt.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says the cuts don't go far enough and that the bill will add to the nation's deficit.
You're saying you have these independent analysts saying it's 3.3 to 4 trillion. I agree with that. We have to reduce the deficit. And so we need to focus on spending.
5 years ago today,